Go for it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Stoneface Films right around the corner. Just very quickly wanted to tell you about Patreon.
Patreon.
It's a fun place where you can support the Stoneface Films podcast and presumably other podcasts, but we don't want you to support them.
On the Stoneface Films podcast Patreon page, you will see a tier system. You can pick a tier. The tiers are effectively different levels of donations. Once you choose that, you get various little rewards depending on which one you choose. They are all listed in full on the Patreon site.
You can get t-shirts, you can get thrilling behind the scenes content, you can even have your name listed at the end of every show.
Who doesn't want their name said on the internet by some strangers in Dublin?
Probably me. But hey, check it out. If you want to support the show, it's a really fun, great way to do it, and we really appreciate everyone who's gotten involved so far.
You are our favourite.
Thanks.
Bye.
Is this biscuit as shit as it looks?
No, it's fucking amazing.
Those biscuits are unbelievable.
What?
Yeah, they're like...
That they're like compressed true. Fucking sugar, aren't they?
Yeah, it's pre-mushed speculoos.
Yeah,
it's the dream.
It's like what speculoos is made out of is caramelised biscuit. Have it.
It's pure shite.
It's fucking savage.
Where's... It's the, as of yet, untitled Stoneface Production Committee Hour podcast. Maybe longer than an hour. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Stoneface Films podcast, Friday edition, spiritually Thursday, but continually Friday. My name is John Hosier Byrne, creative director at Stoneface Films. And with me, as always, he almost couldn't be here today because he was in a chase with Old Man Winters dressed as a swamp monster through a narrow corridor with eight doors along its side, all of which seem to have infinite connectivity between one another. It's Mr. David Riley.
Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, there you go.
Hello, how's things?
Not bad. Any goss, David?
No. Good quiet break. Well,
had fair enough. You had a phone call.
Phone call to Ingerland, but sure.
There you go.
Just tell him to stay away. That was it.
Oi, Queen. Fuck off.
That's it. Come to see my show in London this weekend.
Dear, oh dear. So what do we hate most about the English lads? Or London in general.
My house.
But a question that could deal with this lined up. So let's get into it.
We'll get into it momentarily. Also with us today, and we're delighted to have him, as always, it's Carl Benz, the engineer of Sentinel Audio Productions. How you doing, Rob O'Sullivan?
Good. Creator of the Mercedes.
Oh, very good. Well done. That's 1,000 engineer points to Rob O'Sullivan. Yeah, a couple more and you get the moustache comb.
Great. It's all about all I've ever wanted.
I look forward to it. Also with us today, you hear him there laughing away. Mirth, shite biscuits. That's what he's all about. It's the cinematographer. It's a person I have a huge amount of respect for. He has an aesthetic eye, which to me is unrivaled within the wider Anglo-Hibernian peninsula. So there you go. He's one half of the excellent Lagoon Pictures. Check out their feature on Netflix we talked about with Patrick. Darkness at the Edge of Town. Unbelievable piece of work. Tommy Fitzgerald, everyone.
How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm very good.
Did I say that wrong? Because I always mess that up. I always say...
On the edge of town.
Yeah, I always say at, and I apologize. It's not intentional.
You're not the first, though. We had a huge amount of problems in America. Every single press release was darkness at the edge of town.
Yeah, I don't know why. And on makes a lot more sense, so I don't know why I keep saying that.
Yeah.
But I apologize. It's not...
that's all right.
It's not me. It's not me doing, like, a really sly dig. It's not the most passive-aggressive I've ever been.
That's all right.
But, yeah, no, highly recommended if you're on. If you have American Netflix, check it out. Unbelievable film.
Yeah, it's real good.
Absolutely worth your time.
American iTunes as well.
American iTunes. That way you get a few dollars, yeah? Get a little kickback. Don't worry about it on Netflix, lads. Don't worry about it on Netflix. Get iTunes. Pay the fiver up front, will you?
Yeah.
You cheap cunts. Also with us today, and we are also delighted to have her, this is a returning champion, one of... Oh my God, you have... You have a veganism Jean-Luc Picard badge on your bag.
Yeah.
Saying, what? Veganism, make it so.
Too true.
Amazing. Very good. Well, this is just one of the reasons that I like this person, even though, granted, well, let's be let's be real, veganism is total bullshit. But, you know, we love her all the same. Incredibly intelligent, funny, witty young woman. Writer, sesh correspondent for the Irish Times. Orator for the National Science Museum here in Dublin. Astounding writer and person in general. Emily Longworth.
Thank you very much.
How are you doing, Emily? How's life?
Pretty G. Voice is still a bit rough, you know?
It's PG. It's pretty good. PG it's dip. Tips. How are things? Hey, tips.
Good. We're berating the Brits there. Yeah. Already. First 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, Davey, what was your Brits question?
It's a question.
In or out?
It is a question from Sheeps74.
Sheeps?
Yeah.
All right, Sheep74.
Seeing as Scottish independent referendum 2 is on the cards, is now the perfect time for reunification of Northern Ireland and the South?
Well, firstly, absolutely.
When is it not a good time?
Yeah.
Never been a bad time. Hasn't been a bad time so far. But I tell you what, you know what? I'd go one step further, Sheep74. And I would say that it's a perfect time for for Ireland and Northern Ireland to reunify as an independent island, and simultaneously, great time for Scotland to jump on board.
Oh yeah,
because why not?
We'll have you, lads.
Have a good time. Yeah.
It's cracking. None of the bullshit. We'll have the same amount of votes. None of the 4 votes for Scotland and 1,000 votes for England.
Yeah, centralised Buckfast production as well. Be good.
The sessions will be mighty. And think of the football teams we'll have. Probably still shit, but better. It'll be great. And also, just we get along with Scottish lads.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a Scottish lad.
Yeah. I'd say cunt so much more. It just become on like our currency.
Mm. Well, yeah.
The cunt instead of the bunt.
just a real narky looking deer. On the pound coin.
Stubbing a faggot in somebody's face. Another deer.
Just glassing a salmon on the 50p.
Impaled on his antlers.
Jesus.
But yeah, no, it'd be great. We've talked about it before. Yeah. Our Celtic Union. Get on it, lads. Let's fan the flames of rebellion.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Be great crack.
On Saturday night, my housemate had her birthday party, and her themes are always very strong, but I think after the centenary year that was in it, she went for Brits was the theme. Originally, it was going to be Brits and blue shirts, but I think she just reeled it in a little bit, so...
Also, everyone would just be a blue shirt then, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Everyone has an old school shirt lying around that they could throw on.
It was really strong. I went as the countdown teapot. CK was going to be Article 50, but then he bottled as usual.
How have we not had Conor O'Nolan on the podcast before?
Get him on.
I was actually thinking about that. Yeah. Jesus Christ, we must have him on, because I love Conor.
Yeah.
Such, you know...
He's great.
I love him to bits.
Just had
and he shows me nothing
episodes.
But disdain. Yeah. And I love him for
facial
it.
Expression.
I know.
What do you expect?
I love it. I love it so much. It just makes me want him more, you know what I mean?
Here's a tie-in question, if we go for one, because we didn't answer too many at the last one. Marie-Louise Capini, who sent a thing on
how to pronounce your name. I saw that.
Forget it. One thing that
Marie-Louise Capucini.
Yeah.
What was that?
C-U-P-P-I-N-I.
C-U-P-P-I-N-I. Capini.
Capini.
Marie-Louise Capini.
A little cup. A wee cup.
That might have been racist.
Mildly.
I apologise. I'm trying my best.
Well, she
I don't always get it right. What do you want?
One thing that you like about being Irish, and one thing that you don't like.
Oh, that's a good question.
Tie in
that's
with the last one, question. Just for a bit of balance.
Yeah.
Tommy, why don't you take that one? You've a fantastic perspective. You've come from Kerry, which is arguably the truest Celtic county. You know what I mean?
Is it? Well, I suppose, yeah.
I think
the furthest
Kerry,
away from England, anyway.
Certainly the furthest away, but I mean, I think Kerry has certainly... It's held on to a huge amount of its unique culture and perspective as a county.
Yeah.
It has perhaps the strongest county identity.
Yeah, Donegal is as well.
Donegal.
But they're a lot more negative.
Yeah,
that's where the Ryan Collins of the world come from.
Yeah, they're just all fucking miserable bastards. Yeah.
Just want to be left alone.
Just looking for road debts.
Yeah.
That's it. See that Donegal has something like 10 times the amount of road debts of any other county in the country.
Really?
Yeah
they just want to end it all.
Rope is too expensive up there.
Oh, Jesus. You can pick up a banger for £20 if you don't have an NCT. Like,
oh my god.
So licks and all, though.
So, yeah, so I suppose the thing I like most about being an Irish person is sort of the community of Irish people around the world. You can kind of go anywhere. The Irish passport is pretty useful.
That's true.
We have no natural enemies, aside from the Brits, really.
wolves.
The big wolves, maybe.
Wolves,
yeah.
Wolves, though, yeah.
We shot the shit out of them. That's
yeah,
what
yeah. Snakes.
Snakes.
Shit, the wolves were eating all the prods. That's why they got rid of the wolves.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. That's a true fact.
Natural protectors.
Oh, there was loads of wolves in...
There was loads of wolves in Wicklow, yeah. They were all eating all of Cromwell's lads. And then Cromwell put out a big thing saying, got to kill all the wolves. And that's why there's no more wolves anymore.
Yeah. Goddamn Cromwell.
He's just... Will he ever do anything right?
The snakes came first. The wolves drove out the snakes.
The church get rid of the snakes. And Cromwell gets rid of wolves.
Aye. David Attenborough would be raging.
We would have been way cooler.
Oh, the Lutton.
What a ridiculous...
Fianna Fáil got rid of the lions. I don't know. I'm trying to know what the next...
The water.
The water. That was it. The crack.
That's something I don't like about being Irish, is it?
That's a great question.
That's a hard question, yeah.
Bandwidth.
Bandwidth is a great answer. Yeah. Bandwidth is a perfect answer. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you go down to Wicklow. Rob, we were down in Wicklow the other day. We were down in my family home.
Yeah.
On the Wednesday.
Yeah, working.
Working and away. And you had to download a thing.
Yeah, 10 megabytes. Took about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That nice. Was on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, real rough internet down in Wicklow. And Wicklow's not even that far. We're not talking Kerry. Like, yeah, we're talking... Yeah, yeah.
It takes half an hour to get there.
You're less than an hour from O'Connell Street.
Yeah.
There's a few black spots in Selbridge where you just can't get, like 4G. It's, like, very close to Dublin, and there's places you can't get 4G.
You can't get internet at all.
Yeah.
4G is, like, there's parts of Dublin you can't get 4G.
Yeah, going
actually, maybe
Gora,
it's just internet. It might just be broadband I'm thinking of, actually.
My house in the middle of Cavan Town, no coverage at all.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, I mean, Selbridge is pretty up there in the north, go there. Like,
trifecta. Top three.
Coming up in Selbridge, actually.
Oh, really?
It's the end of the year, yeah.
Oh, my God.
A wedding?
Where it is, yeah.
Oh, it's probably Lions Estate.
Oh, I think it is, actually.
Yeah. Is that where Barbara
Streisand
was?
You come
visit us, will you? You come visit us on the wedding.
Fucking well, yeah.
Is that where Barbara Streisand was, or Meryl Streep, or one of them?
No, that was in Castine House. Lions Estate is near where that dismembered body was found in the suitcase, actually. But no, the.
Sorry?
Nothing.
I'm after mixing up.
No,
was that body ever found, or is this just something that you know of?
No, they found the head. And then...
Oh, I heard about that, actually. Yeah, I did hear about that. That's rough.
Wasn't the canal, was it?
That's near where the wedding John's going to is. No, Barbara Streisand played the Castletown Estate concert disaster of 2008.
Yeah.
Maybe what was that again? I remember. You told me about this.
Probably talked.
We chatted about this in the last time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listeners, go back to the last of...
Throwback.
Damn.
Throwbacks.
Whatever happened with your old body in a suitcase?
Just put us on the map again, I guess.
It just put it on a dart.
Yeah,
it's just been going up and down to Maine.
Fucking, I think it was the Lucanites dumping cadavers in our town. Anyway,
the Lucanites are like Mennonites, but they use cars more than horses.
I just have very.
There they go. Did you hear them there? See how Lucanites bombing around. Spoilers on the buggy.
Looking for cheap suitcases.
Did it have wheels?
I think it was a wheelie suitcase.
It was a wheelie suitcase.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Because you'd want a wheelie suitcase.
Looking at body.
You're trying to be stealthy and you're going down a cobbled street. That's a nightmare. Should they ban them in Venice? That's true.
They banned wheelie suitcases.
You're not allowed to have a wheelie suitcase in Venice anymore.
So
and I'm delighted for it.
You're allowed to have a gammy bag then instead.
Yeah, no, but totally. But like, if you can't... I don't like wheelie suitcases, right? If nature wanted us to have wheelie suitcases... It wouldn't.
It's like blue food. If supposed to have them to be in nature.
We would have had it, exactly. Mm. So I was very hungover walking through Galway 2 weeks ago, and there was I don't know what the collective noun is for like a hen party.
Gaggle.
I think a gaggle of hens. Mm. And they were going around with the all wheelie suitcases. Every one of them had a huge wheelie suitcase. They were fucking moving house or something. And the noise of the cumulative 12 wheelie suitcases, and I was dying hungover, and I wanted nothing but death for all of them, right? And so, fuck it, ban wheelie suitcases. If you can't carry the amount of stuff you're supposed to bring, don't be travelling. Stay at home. Am I right, lads? Jesus.
So what do you like about being Irish?
I think so.
Just thinking about that, it's a tricky one.
Is it that you could go into any bar in town and bump into somebody... You met at a gaffer.
Yeah, like, I, to be honest, I do, you do, everybody do know everyone all the time, and know of other people as well, which is very gas. And I think, like, no one caring and things not working is probably simultaneously my favourite and least favourite thing about being Irish.
I don't know how to fucking.
I should leave it the hand the whole time. Everyone is. And it doesn't matter. We just laugh it off all the time, no matter how great.
And it's simultaneously great and very frustrating.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Usually upsetting. Like, I feel
it's very
like,
astute.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I love it, and also really, like, I mean, maybe favourite thing about it being Irish as well is, like, how long was, like, the upper drinking limit for driving, like, 5 pints or 4 pints? Remember that RSA poster from the 80s that said, don't have that 5th pint? Like, what are we doing? Like,
then Game Burger came in and wrecked the buzz for everyone.
Yeah,
maybe
I'll attach a photo to Twitter, like, because there's the graphic design is of the, like, little 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 gear six, but instead of being little, like, dots, they're pints. Four of them are empty, fifth one's full, and it's like,
it was like, make the fifth a shandy.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's very good.
Not really doing stuff right, I think, is probably.
Being bad at being a country is both endearing and then also incredibly frustrating.
Yeah. I really do. And wherever I go, me and Damo were talking about this because, you know, we just had a meeting down the road or whatever, and he, you know, married an Irish woman, is living here now full time. He considers this place his home. And fair play to him. And I get it, though, because, like, any time I go abroad for any extended period of time, after a while, I do get fed up. Like, I miss the people, you know what I mean? Yeah. I miss the camaraderie and the banter. Like, there's a type of banter that's here, but more than that, I think as well, there's a type of reflection of the self.
Yeah.
Like, where, like, the two things that drive me more mad about any individual, it doesn't matter who they are, only real two things that can bother me about a person is if they have ideas about themselves and if they're cheap. They're the two things.
Cheap drives
me fucking crazy. If they have notions and they're cheap. And, like, you go to, like, I don't know, like, LA is the obvious one, but, like, LA, like, everyone has massive, massive notions, But, like, the Irish people have a great capacity to just be like, I'm shit and here's why. You know what I mean? Or share their vulnerabilities in that way.
Like, that's, I think, ingrained. Like, I noticed in East of Eden, the John Steinbeck read, which is a fabulous tome.
It's a good read.
Yeah, he has a, like, one of the characters is originally hailed from Ireland, and he mentions that, like, he's a good, like, very well-written piece about how there's, like, great humour and great darkness in the Irish people, and it's just stayed there, just hasn't left. And then I always ask everyone who's emigrated if they think, They say have the best time ever, and I'm like, but was the crack the same? None of them has ever said that it was anywhere else. So possibly Scotland would be a good crack, so join forces.
Yeah. And Berlin seems, people seem to enjoy Berlin loads.
Yes, Berlin is good, but very deadpan. I don't know.
You see, they're mad. You see, it's weird, because you get like I, for example, I was in Zurich not so long ago.
Yeah.
You want to talk about deadpan? Holy hell. They are an absolute crack vacuum. Like, the place is full of, it's crack vampires left and right, just sucking the crack out of everything. Release the crack hen. Like, it was fucking dreadful.
Yeah.
And, like, there was a couple of lads who were, like, trying real hard to be, like, indie alt, starting up an indie alt bar or whatever. But it was so painfully obvious that it was such a corporate vision of what indie sort of felt like, you know what I mean?
That use of the word crack. There was a Brit at the Brits party the other day, and she was the most legit costume. We were explaining the use of the word crack to her, and she really enjoyed minus crack. She enjoyed, like, Irish slang, probably. Very good.
Irish slang's fantastic,
English people just don't understand what I'm saying half the time, because I'm saying, like, oh, would you not stall to the high green because the fat hack of over there? And they, what does that mean? What does that mean? I don't know. Mine is crack over there.
It's so, like, me and Andrew were talking about, you know, like, sort of a very specific type of anxiety. You refer to it as a spooky buzz. Like, love a spooky buzz. Like, nightmare spooky buzz.
Yeah, like dumb drunk poetry or something, the way that we're talking the whole time. Very good.
But yeah, no, so the crack in the people and the slang and the language and...
I do like how small Ireland is, but at the same time, if you don't want to bump into somebody, you can't help but bump into them.
And also, with that, so we were, when I was saying 2 weeks ago, we went down to Galway, we did the whole Wild Atlantic Way, so we went fucking Sligo, Galway, Sligo, Galway, Clare, Limerick, and we went through something like 20, I don't know, it was something like, I think it was 17 or 18 counties along the whole trip, right? And like, you go down some of the west, some of the Burren and stuff like that, like there'd be no reason for you to ever go on holidays anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like it's so gorgeous. Yeah. Some of the most beautiful scenery you've ever seen in your entire life, like.
Yeah.
Burren in particular is just ethereal and haunting and gorgeous.
Yeah.
And barren and, but beautifully bleak, like bleak in a truly beautiful way.
We've got some like really gorgeous bleak plants that grow on shit things like bogs in the Burn.
Mad looking UNESCO protected ecosystem or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, don't move anything. Leave it as it is.
Don't fucking look at them.
Don't fucking look at it and fuck off. Take you a selfie and get fucked.
That's what you will have your fucking eye.
We went down to the Burren Perfumery where they make all the perfumes out of the fucking lichen and scrub and so forth. And like, it was gorgeous. It was it was lovely. It was really, it was Alice in Wonderland levels of pretty. Like, it was really gorgeous.
Let's have a visit.
What are you looking at, lads?
It's a joke I thought of as you said words there. I was like, I like my women like I like my karst landscapes, ethereal and barren.
Oh, dear. Love a ghost lady, me.
Hello, listeners of the As of Yet Untitled Stoneface Production Committee Hour podcast. It's those boozy guys from the fine El Kente. Now, guys, why should someone listen to our show?
Well, Ben, I think it's sad to drink alone. Now you can drink with friends on the internet.
If you're a fan of the Stoneface Films podcast, they do an advert in our podcast, so you can tune in and listen to that.
Funny jokes, famous guests, and witty repartee. If you're sick of these things, tune in to the Fine Ale Countdown. New episodes Thursdays at 8 p.m, where we drink beer!
Well, there we have it. See you next episode, new listeners.
It's the Fine Ale Countdown!
We've got a Boff Mary Kill here.
Oh, I love a Boff Mary Kill. It's my favourite.
We've got two. One of them involves Anthony Hopkins, who we mentioned in the last episode. This is from McMatt, who asks, Ian McKellen, Patrick Stewart, or Anto Hopkins?
Oh, that's a great question.
Boff Mary Kill.
Tell me, what would you go, first of all?
Modern day, not like peak.
Boff is right. Is one of them, isn't it?
Is ride the beans out of them.
Savage,
chiff the beans out of them.
I'm sorry, to rate them on.
No, Boff, marry, kill. You gotta Boff one of them.
Marry one and kill one.
Oh, Boff, marry, or kill. Oh, okay, cool. So, sorry, Patrick Stewart.
Ian McKellen. Anto Hopkins.
Ooh.
Hopkins under the bus. Sorry, lads.
I think Hopkins has to bite dust.
He does.
I don't want a world where Patrick Stewart or Ian McKellen has to live without the other.
I married Patrick Stewart, and I give out Ian the right of his life.
Oh, if anyone's going to teach you things, it's Ian McKellen.
Listen,
young Ian McKellen, the most handsome man in the world.
But I'll make him feel special. Like, light some candles,
show him the one ring. Sorry,
with his staff.
I know. Like,
you know, Ian McKellen never comes prematurely.
No, he always comes when he wants to. Never late nor early.
Precisely when he means it.
That's exactly it. Well done, Rob. Well done.
No man wears a cloak and amulet as well as Ian McKellen.
No, like, he doesn't.
All like pre-existing feminist values are disposed of when like you just immediately want him to be your pimp. So I guess.
Did you ever see Ian McKellen as a young man though? Like when he was a young, hungry actor coming out of Yorkshire.
Is he a ride? Is he?
Oh my, holy hell. He was like, you wouldn't believe, like you wouldn't believe.
No, but I'll make a note of it now.
I'll try and find the photo here. Oh, David, you got it.
Oh my. Ah, you would, yeah.
Fwarg.
What was that? Fwarg.
Fwarg. Like the noise a tanker makes. Fwarg.
What's that?
Him attractive.
Ian McKellen's getting fucked. No, absolutely. And I'd marry Patrick Stewart because he's legitimately one of the funniest human beings.
And just when you mention Patrick Stewart, here's Patrick Stewart in a loincloth, just so we all have a...
damn it.
Oh, let's have a go. Oh, yeah, very good.
If you get a...
Lonzo's boner knocking a table over. Twang.
If you get a chance as well, and I am, of course, reticent to recommend other podcasts other than ones that are on the Sentinel Audio Productions Network, but at the same time, if you get a chance, you know Nerdist Podcast? You ever listen to the Nerdist Podcast? Chris Hardwick, there's a trilogy of episodes with Patrick Stewart in which he is legitimately the funniest human being you've ever heard in your entire life.
Amazing.
Like, for the first really half good. Of the second one, he pretends he doesn't know who Will Wheaton is. Like ages. Will Wheaton, he played Wesley Crusher in Star Trek with you. He's like, no, I never heard of him. It's great.
You're marrying Patrick Stewart.
I'm marrying Stewart all day, giving Ian the ride of his life.
Bonking him, yeah. And then Anto under the bus.
Yeah, I think that's
correct
fair.
Answer.
Yeah. What do you think, Lonzo?
You're right about not wanting Patrick Stewart and the other lad to be living with each other or whatever, but I don't know, something
because they're Thelma and Louise now. That's how they end.
Oh, yeah.
If something for Hopkins, you'll love Westworld. Hopkins.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, there's a bit of that. Yeah, he already has a kind of a vibe, so I'd probably rattle him, and then I'd want a repeated go of Ian Kellen, so I'd marry him.
Do you know what's going to happen is under in Westworld?
Unfortunately. I love him.
He's on your bag.
I bet you I do.
Yeah,
I'll ruin it for you.
He's done enough for me. I can just rewatch the video of him on Sesame Street and smile in my heart, and it's fine.
Do you know what we watched the other day? And I know this is apropos of absolutely nothing, but I'm surprised at how legitimately great it was. The last Hunger Games movie.
Oh, yeah.
Holy hell.
Still haven't seen the first three.
I hadn't seen the last one up until it's Donna's birthday today. And we celebrated her birthday on Saturday, just gone. And part of it, we watched the last Hunger Games film, which I hadn't seen. The last two are unbelievably good films.
They're really good films.
Yeah. Watch the last one. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to watch it.
The bit in the tunnels.
It's great.
Holy shit.
It's superb. Yeah. It's really, really great. And
that's the bit I came in during.
Yeah. Very, I wanted to say Benicio del Toro. I don't mean that.
Guillermo del Toro.
Very Guillermo del Toro. Absolutely gorgeous. Mm. Really beautiful stuff.
We jump into another Boff Marry Kill.
Yeah, go on.
Boff Marry Steak.
Ooh, Vampire
guess
Edition.
The theme, yeah.
Angel, Spike, and Gary Oldman in Dracula.
Gary Oldman is one. Yeah, Count Dracula / Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
Edward Cullen / R. Pattinson.
Okay.
Lestat. Tommy Cruise.
Yeah. Oh, great. That's a fantastic question.
That is from Esty.
Reminds
me, I need to fill in my Esty visa waiver.
Oh, very good.
Convenient. Thank you, Esty.
Esty always sends in some good
questions.
Dynamite
questions.
Well, we watched actually during Cruise Day Tuesday with Emer Suguru not so long ago. We watched Interview with the Vampire, which is one of my favourite films.
Still never seen it.
Super, super great. Tom Cruise's Lestat. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, firstly, can we agree?
Well, there's not even a hint of who's going under the bus.
Yeah. Longso, why don't you take this first? You drive.
Hang on a moment. So, Tom Cruise.
I've only seen one of these films, and it's not the one that I should. So, Dracula / Oldman, Gary Oldman.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
That's the one where he's got the big hair titties.
Hair titties.
He's got hair titties in that one.
Remember Mr. Burns?
Yeah, he's got.
Oh right, okay.
Like a huge buttocks hanging in hair.
Hair titties. I thought he meant his titties had hair.
No. His hair looks like an upside down buttocks or something.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Edward Cullen off of the Twilights.
Oh, well, then he's easy to just. But Steak is another.
Steak, yeah.
That's another acronym for writing, though. So. What are you talking about? It is.
Do you go around staking fellas?
No, I would be staked. Well, I don't know, it depends.
Is this what pegging becomes at Halloween?
Yeah. It's pegging's Halloween Twitter name. I would kill Edward Cullen.
Yeah.
Not much of a shout for old Count Orlok, no.
Who's Count Orlok?
From Nosferatu.
that's Marion material.
Good dude.
That's like the
he had the full
like
face
the old
business.
Guy from the old vampire from
exactly,
What We Do in the Shadows,
yeah.
What he's based on.
Exactly.
Oh, Count Orlok is in We Can't Get the Rights for Dracula.
Exactly what happened. And he was still sued by the
Italian name. Bela Lugosi.
No, that's That's the Hammer Dracula films.
Oh, God damn it.
Or no, not the, it's not even Hammer. It's the Universal Dracula films with Bela Lugosi. Rob, would you
I'm on
that
it.
Up for so maybe you get that.
Christopher
there.
Lee was the Hammer Dracula.
One. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, what are you talking about? Who played the
Nosferatu in the F.W. Murnau Nosferatu?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
It's gonna drive Bruno
Sammartino.
You're talking about Klaus Kinski, is that your?
No, 1927 Nosferatu.
Oh, the original.
Oh yeah, we've talked about this guy on the podcast before.
What the fuck was his name? It's gonna drive me crazy.
It will. Yeah, Max Schreck.
Max Schreck. Oh, yeah. God damn it! I love Max Schreck. He did an incredible.
Mike Myers
job.
Is a really good portrayal of him.
Oh, does he?
Schreck.
Oh, I love that. What you writing down, Longsword?
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Rob.
Watch that.
Nosferatu.
I don't think I've seen that.
Watch that and look for, because F.W. Murnau was a homosexual man living in Weimar, Germany, and he. Obviously, he wanted to do a Dracula film, couldn't get the ride off Brad Stoker, so he was just like Brad Stoker.
Bradley Stoker.
In. So he just ripped it off and made Nosferatu. But there's a character, Hutter is the main character, silent film. But there's a really unbelievable, it's an expressionist film, really unbelievable uses of space and shadows. But more than that, the amount of homoeroticism that's worked into it. And then there's all this sort of stuff about whether the plague was meant to be Jewish people. And it's genuinely fascinating. You should totally check it out. It's a really great film.
Very savage.
There's a whole scene where Hutter cuts his thumb on a piece of, on a knife when he's cutting bread and cheese.
Yeah.
And there's a little, like, schlit of blood coming up from his thumb. Yeah. And then Orlok is like, gives a suck of that thumb. And everyone is like, that's normal.
Oh my.
You don't just rim lads' thumbs when you see them. Yeah.
I mean.
Kenneth Williams playing vampire.
I'm talking about at the time. Yeah. When now, it's a different thing now.
It was
you know what I mean?
At the time,
the old 1927, the old homosexuals in Germany weren't. I suppose Weimar Germany was a bit more liberal. It was the dark days were yet to come. Anyway, come on. What's the next question?
So we're all
down the hole now.
Pattinson's under the bus.
Oh yeah.
And then I'd marry Oldman and whatever. I'm not really big on Tom Cruise. I
marry Lestat because I love the Anne Rice everything.
Okay.
So I go Lestat all day, even though he's the worst one.
Right.
Like I'd like to be.
He's friends with the others.
He'd make you an old vampire, and then you could make an old a young Kirsten Dunst vampire. Have her follow you around for a while.
Having not seen either Dracula or Interview. I'm going to just have seen stills. The interview lads seem to have better clothes.
Yeah, and they're gorgeous as well. Mm.
Yeah. Go, you marry them.
Yeah. And, boff the...
Schlip Oldman, a dirty one.
Do you know what? I might actually have to throw out... throw out Oldman under the bus, because he's dangerous, you see.
Oh, okay.
He's like, the other lad wouldn't hurt you. Pattinson.
Yeah.
Doesn't he Edward Cullen, like... When he shoots his wad into Kirsten thingy, doesn't the house come down or something?
Yeah,
that's a really good point. The house does.
So you just got to make sure you're topping him. You don't want him fucking.
I think Pattinson would be great. I think.
I don't even think there's a conversation there. But the last thing you want is fucking Pattinson going Vesuvius inside you and explaining that to your dog. So, next question.
The gallbladder is in my throat, doctor.
It's really awkward because the doctor is his father, so it's really weird.
Oh, dear.
Class.
Jesus.
Go for it.
Hey, guys. Davey here. Just to say a quick word of thanks to all of our listeners. We really appreciate your continued support. If you have a friend that you think would like the podcast, do recommend it. While you're at it, why not check out all of the other wonderful podcasts on the Sentinel Audio Podcasting Network. Information can be found on sentinelaudio.com and stonefacefilms.com.
I didn't hear everyone's mother's favorite TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we went down the time team hole.
We went down the time team hole.
Downton.
Oh, really? Yeah,
Ma loves Downton. Yeah, traditionally ER.
What's Viewer?
ER.
Oh, ER. Oh, my mum.
ER from
that.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. Mum loved VR Rangers. And then some Beetleborgs.
Virtual reality telly.
Downton, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'd say Graham Norton.
Yeah.
Graham Muchacho.
That's a good show.
That's an unbelievable show.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it.
What else? What about yours? Do you know?
My mother used to like really love that show, In Treatment, with Gabriel Byrne.
Oh, my mum loved that as well. You guys, your mums should get together with my mum. Mm. Watch a lot of shows.
That was like, he was a therapist or something, was he?
Yeah. I didn't really watch it, so I don't fully know what it was about, but it was a therapist setting anyway.
He had like a different, it was like every night of the week, and then he would have, it was on TV every night of the week, and he had a different patient each. Like, because it would be as they would visit him in the week.
Oh, we should do an all Ma goggle box. I call it like Ma banter.
Ma banter.
Ma banter.
Ma banter. And just, and just
full time Ma bastards.
And just have them all talk about.
On the Ma one.
Yeah. Just running commentary on Downton and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. I think my Ma's favourite show of all time ever is probably Sopranos, and then at the moment it's The Good Wife, which are very Ma telly shows probably.
Sopranos is amazing. The Good Wife seems terrifically boring.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just very like filler TV.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of it now, but
I wish, like, these are all good answers.
Sinead swears by it. Sinead Fox swears by The Good Wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've seen some of it in the house. Donna watches it.
Yeah, Donna likes it too.
I have to agree with you. I think it looks horrifically boring.
It's trash. Yeah.
You know what I started watching, which is very similar to Good Wife, but interesting enough, is Designated Survivor on Netflix.
I'm watching that as well.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking great. It's really enjoying it.
Okay.
Now, there's something. There's moments where you're like, I hear, lads.
It's Netflix, isn't it?
It is Netflix, but it's Kiefer Sutherland as, you know the whole thing of the Designated Survivor? There was a great episode of This American Life about it. It's a thing, right? So whenever they do the State of the Union address in America, they have all of the branches of government all in the same room at the same time, the President and Congress, and everyone's in the one place. And the idea is they put one minor member of the cabinet away in some hidey hole in case something terrible happens.
Yeah.
And that person then is the single continuation of government, basically, right?
It's always usually like an agriculture secretary or something.
There was a This American Life that's genuinely very interesting about just talking to people about how they felt when they were just sat there watching telly and drinking beer and stuff. Yeah. So this is Kiefer Sutherland as a mild-mannered, down-on-his-luck Secretary of Housing and Urban Development who then, the terrible thing does happen and he's hoisted into being the president with no experience or anything. It's very interesting. It's genuinely, and from the first episode, you think it was going to be slightly shit.
It had the potential to be fucking atrocious.
Then as it goes on, it becomes loads about racial profiling and different states trying to break up the union and stuff. Yeah. It's very interesting. Yeah.
It has some serious soapy moments though, where like Kiefer is like, "Hey, this guy talking to his voice like this for like the whole fucking scene because fuck." And then it goes back to the story, but there's some horrible moments in it.
And each episode's coming out as it airs in the US, so there's four episodes up already, I think.
Okay. Yep.
I really enjoy it. Totally worth a watch.
And it's been a while since I've seen Kiefer do anything, so it's nice.
Yeah, and it's an interesting new version of him, although he does revert back to whenever he needs to be a badass.
Kind of like in Battlestar, where the education minister, is the only surviving.
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, I talked about this on News Talk the other day.
Okay.
And I had to really resist just being like, it's like in Battlestar Galactica. Designated Survivor. Good watching.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Yep. Enjoying it. Did anyone watch Luke Cage, actually?
I got about 4.5 minutes into episode one.
Ah, it's good.
It's so good.
No, lads, it's not good. Let's just call bullshit when we see bullshit.
You've only seen 4.5 minutes of it.
That is some of the worst fucking television I'd ever watched.
What? What did you not like about it?
You have your main character fucking sweeping up hair.
Yeah.
And they've got these bunch of lads talking shite.
Yeah.
4 minutes. Like, this is. Yeah. And then he goes.
Cedric the Entertainer's released two movies based on that premise.
He fucking. He goes out to the fucking back, lifts a washing machine and puts it down again. It's like, oh, he's fucking super.
Yeah. Like, have you watched Jessica Jones?
No, I didn't finish it, actually. So.
Jessica Jones is great. Jones I really like.
He's in it. He's the big strong lad in that.
Paraman.
No, couldn't be watching that now.
Oh, it's great. Nah. It's really good.
Soundtrack is so good.
Did you like the 4400?
No, I did not like
One of the last remitters in it. He's the bad guy for a while.
Woods is the only person. Killian Woods and my ma are the only people who like the 4400.
The first season? Unbelievable.
Oh, rubbish. Absolute. You know, Mercer that? 4400 people go missing. Why'd they go missing?
They come back.
Who knows? Never mind.
Yeah, one of the lads from Ace is the villain.
Was that the Spielberg thing?
I don't know.
I think it was
maybe
else.
Spielberg had something to do with
Mahershala Ali from 4400 is in. He was in Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, Cottonmouth.
Yeah.
God, he does an unbelievable job in it. Mm. He's really good. I do think Mike Coulter is
there's,
too.
There's questions
too
on his acting.
Like he's too. There's nothing going on there. Do you know what I mean? Like he showed up. He read the lines.
Looks the part. Oh yeah, yeah.
And he looks totally great. He looks great doing it. He looks gorgeous. Absolute wetsuit.
Have you finished it?
Yeah, I finished it.
You don't know. There's the bit where he's fighting towards the end.
Yeah.
And he's trying to like look intensely towards the guy he's fighting, and you're like, it's just him. Like,
it's nothing.
Like, there's nothing going on.
He's a walking Kuleshov effect. Like he's just.
Remember, I was saying there was a bit in it that I was going to wonder if you picked up on the little faux pas.
Which one? I can't remember.
The other guy who sells DVDs. He's like, we got the incident, 4K. Yeah. And then when Luke Cage starts punching the other lad, your man's like, he calls the stram, like, bring the red. And then they rock up with the red camera.
Oh, God.
And I was like, there's no microphone. That thing doesn't record sound, so I don't know what you're doing. They're trying to record a fight to sell DVDs in the street. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have a red. Just a big shoulder mountain.
You know what happened in Luke Cage just before I fucking turned it off though was he walked past a guy selling DVDs, and this is when I just
that's your man. Yeah.
Fuck you. He goes footage of the incident from
Times Square,
whatever. Yeah. The Avengers and
Green
like,
Monster.
Fuck
and
you.
I'm not talking about
off.
Fenway.
Yeah.
It's great. I hate it.
Stick with it. Give it a little more than 4.5 minutes.
No.
Didn't even make it to the credits.
Didn't see the opening credits.
I have not seen the opening credits.
The music, all of
so
the
good. Oh.
Method Man shows up and does a rap about Luke Cage.
He shows up as himself.
Oh, Jesus. No, couldn't be watching
there's
that.
There's a hoodie montage.
I had the same problem with fucking Daredevil. In fairness, I got about 15 minutes into Daredevil before I just turned it off as well. I can't be watching that.
How did you stick through the first episode of Westworld?
Because
there's nobody lifting washing machines and that, and you stuck with it for an hour.
Also, here's my problem with Westworld, right? If the people going in can't get hurt in any way, what's the fucking point of being there? Like, what's the point of creating any narrative when you're immortal? You know what I mean? It's like why Superman is terrible. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no dramatic stakes.
They just want to go in for a lot of riding, though, isn't
it? They do. There's a lot of riding in it, to be fair.
Well, it's a HBO show, so.
It is. They're getting their money.
A bit of riding in Luke Cage, though.
It's a little exploitative, that riding, isn't it?
Oh, it's like, horrific,
it's a little bit like, oh, do you know what? If everyone had the chance, everyone would be rapists. Like, it's
murdering
a little.
And raping.
Yeah, it's a little. Like, I like my sci-fi. I like Star Trek. I like my sci-fi to expect the best of humanity.
Yeah. You know, rather than going base.
They're just being like, everyone, because that is the message of that. Like, all rich people, if they had the opportunity, would rape a robot.
And shoot them as well.
And shoot them afterwards. Which is a little, like, even in the first episode, went pure evil, best week of my life.
Have you seen Into the Badlands? I keep calling it Badlands FC.
No, it's like Mad Max with Jackie Chan kind of.
Boom, stuff. Yeah.
Watch. Shooting that here. That's
there now. That's
speaking of Jackie Chan, is the phone ringing there? I heard the phone ringing.
Oh, yeah.
There he is.
We have him on the line.
Well,
hello.
Bad Lads FC.
Bad Lads. Yeah, and me mate, the lad who looked after the choreography for Rush Hour.
Sorry, who's this? Who are we talking to?
It's Jackie Chan.
Oh, hi, Jackie. So, how are you doing? Good seeing you.
He's doing a decent enough job there. He's in Kiltearnan, loving it.
What's he doing in Kiltearnan? He's on the dry slopes.
When he's not picking up cheap screwdrivers in Halfords and Carrick Mines,
right.
He's doing some wire work with Nick Frost.
I heard he fits your car radio.
On top of the chipper named after him in Ballybunion? Jackie Chan. Not Jackie Chan's, mind.
Singular.
Jackie Chan. Singular.
So it doesn't belong
doing
to
doing the chips. Where, is that yours? Do you own that, Jackie?
Kerry?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a court case. I don't want to talk about it.
Same town with the Lincoln tea and off statue.
Lincoln?
Or Clinton. Sorry. Clinton. Wish it was Lincoln. That would be great.
Really?
Clinton tee and off.
There's a golf playing Clinton statue.
Oh my God, yeah. And he's got the biggest hands in the world. Yeah.
Really?
Mm. And they put a Santa costume on him every Christmas.
And they only built it to try to get him into the town.
He was coming to the town.
UCD have done that.
I had an owl lad from the Lixnaw. There's a pub there and the lad was telling me about it. He was on the committee to bring Bill Clinton in. Bill Clinton loved Ballybunion Golf Course. So
they were like,
why don't you build a statue and we'd get him into the town for the unveiling.
They did that in UCD as well. There's the Clinton Institute in UCD just to get him to show up and cut a ribbon.
Mm. Yeah, but I think there was a hairdresser I heard. They had two people who kind of came to proofread the town, basically, to like moderate photos and stuff to cover up the name of Miriam's hairdresser.
Are we talking Fanooks?
No, it was not Miriam, your one.
Monica.
There was a hairdresser called Monica's that they had to cover up.
I just had Miriam Connell on the brain there.
Thinking too much about that.
Overthinking. Yeah.
Do you know what I hear? I heard that according to Donald Trump, he said terrible things to him on the Ballybunion golf course.
I'd say so.
Was Trump there for that?
No, but you know, he was saying the other day, that's his defense of the whole thing, was like, Bill Clinton said worse to me on a golf course. So, nah, you're a scum. I hope you die.
So, lads, into the Badlands.
Yep.
Watch it. It's crack. It's not great, but it's crack. Mm. It's a martial arts dystopia set in Louisiana.
Are you in it, Jackie?
I forgot I'm still on the phone. So, yeah, tell you what, I'm going to hang up now.
All right, go on. David wants to talk to us about a television show.
This TV show.
Peace.
The first season, it's AMC.
Mm-hmm. American movie classics.
They used to put it on after Walking Dead on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty all right. It looks really nice. And then there's one part of it is...
The David Reilly endorsement. It's pretty all right.
No, but like, it looks really nice. But then some of the scenes are clearly shot on a soundstage.
Right.
And it's really jarring that it goes from these really nice old Louisiana plantations to then the most inside street ever. Mm-hmm.
Like Friends, when Friends went out on a...
Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah, yeah. On the street.
But they've moved production to Ireland for...
Really?
Yeah, so I have a bunch of friends working on it.
Yeah.
And the budget's gone up, and Nick Frost has signed on for the second season.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's worth watching. The martial arts and shit are really good.
Mm. Cool.
There's not enough world building, mm-hmm. but it's there's like 12 barons, and they've banned guns, so you can only... It's all martial arts and swords.
That's how you like your ladies, by the way. Ethereal and a baron.
And 12. What? Yeah. So, Rob, do what you want with that. So, I'd recommend watching it. It's really easy to watch. But just when the next season's been filmed in Ireland, it's really interesting to see how they're going to, like, because they haven't moved location. It's going to have to have a similar look.
I watched The Golden Compass yesterday. Remember, based on the Philip Pullman.
Yeah, it's a film.
Bad movie.
It's a great book.
Aren't BBC doing a
They're doing, doing
a TV show.
Because I know they did one of The Ruby and the Schmuck and all that one. You know how we had that? Oh, Philip Pullman had that series. Yeah. But they're doing his Dark Materials. It'd have to be.
Considering the film got up to the last three chapters of the book and then just stopped.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It just didn't finish it.
It wasn't great. And the last scene is the two kids in a thing being like,
Let's finish the book.
I swear, but it was worse than that. It was just like, there's so much we don't know. And then they listed all of the incomplete plot threads. And there was maybe 10 minutes of them being like, oh yeah, what about dust? Dust is supposedly everywhere. Oh yeah, what about this lad over here? And the next movie, by rights, should be a lad called Will in our planet with a knife that cuts through time and space.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't even get to finish them. Next book is mostly him.
Considering as well, they shot the stuff when they went to meet Azrael, but they just didn't finish it. So I don't know whether it was time constraints or budgetary or...
God, it's a pure muscle.
Pure laziness.
Just
a bad film of an amazing
Christopher
book.
Lee, though, interestingly enough, does the voice of the King of the Bears, Eirik Bjornsson.
It was Ian McKellen, actually.
Oh, was it Ian McKellen? Yeah. Oh, right. I thought it was Christopher Lee that whole time.
There you go.
Do you know what? He didn't have the gravelly voice that would make it into a rock and roll number.
Exactly. That's
how I should have known.
Speaking of films being made on books, is the Dark Tower, did that film happen?
Oh, it's God. A TV series.
I thought a TV series happened.
That seems to have been in pre-production for hundreds of years.
They've started shooting, as far as I know.
Fine. Have they?
There's been set pictures of him in costume.
Wow. That'll be interesting.
I've never read them. I have the graphic novel, but I've never read the books.
I didn't finish the two books to read, I think.
Started reading the Jessica Jones books, actually. They're really great. Very interesting. Mm. Surprisingly faithful adaptation for the Netflix lads. Fair play to them. Anyway, there you go. Mm. Longzo, you any thoughts? You anything you've been reading or watching lately?
Surely I have.
Hold on, I think we got a phone call there. Longzo, you want to pick it up?
Absolutely do.
Hello? How are you doing, Longzo? Improv skills.
The curtain slips.
Pay no attention,
Bart Simpson,
to the man
I didn't do
furiously
it.
Wanking behind the curtain. God almighty.
Schlick as fuck.
Schlick as fuck radio.
fucking sci-fi short stories are good because I'm actually reading.
Just in general.
The end.
Long as it was hot take.
Long good luck, everybody. Yeah, I know.
You know what drives
too
me
long
mad?
Didn't read.
Long sci-fi stories.
Yeah, those are good. And I was reading The Third Policeman by Flann O'Brien.
Oh, that best the most ever. Incredible book ever.
Gas, yeah,
it's super great.
Heaps of hilarity.
C.K. Nolan's uncle.
Yeah, it is. Mm. It is and all. Very good. Young Flann, as I like to call C.K.
Young Flann, yeah.
Against his will.
Your non-sexual life partner.
Yeah, exactly. My spirit on Nolan is C.K.
Spirit on Nolan.
Your Damon, is that what they're calling Gold Compass?
Yeah, I know, that's about
he
it.
He could still change shape. Could C.K. He's just chosen to remain in the shape of a slightly disappointed man.
He just takes the shape of whatever your eyes will recognize.
Exactly, yeah. I love him. So we have to get C.K. on.
See what he's doing next
week.
He's
the best crack.
Yeah.
Oh God! Will we wrap it up there, lads? Absolutely. Oh, so
as we pine for someone else, we go weary of our current guests. We need a new one. Goodbye.
I've had a blast with these guys, and I hope the listener has as well. These are some of the all-time champion. Is this your third time on the podcast, Tommy?
Sure is.
I'm gonna say it's your third
is it
time.
The third time?
Yeah,
because I walked in on one.
Yeah. But that counted.
They all count.
You sat
that counts.
Oh okay. Yeah. Because you sat in for like an episode and a half.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's more than most people get now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, this has been an all-star cast. I'm delighted. This would be, like, this isn't just a regular Mario cartridge. This is the Mario cartridge that comes with Mario 1, 2, and the Lost Levels.
Yeah.
This is Mario All-Stars right here. I've had a blast. I hope the listener has as well. On behalf of the botanist, the sesh master general, the admiral of sesh, the banter king. You ever been to banter king? Have it your way.
She's here with us on the show.
Huh?
Because she's here with us on the show.
She's here with us. took me a minute. It's very good. God damn. Ladies and gentlemen, the botanist. Find her work on the Irish Times, in the National Science Gallery, at E. Longzo on Twitter and presumably Facebook. Emily Longworth, everyone.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. It was a blast. I love you to death. Also with us today, and we were delighted to have him, He is all those other titles as well. He's the best aesthetic eye for filmmaking in the Anglo-Iberian Peninsula. It's Mr. Tommy Fitzgerald, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Why not check out Lagoon Pictures on Facebook, Twitter, and wherever good filmmakers are seen. Also with us today, and I'm delighted to have him, the engineer of Sentinel Audio Production, Carl Benz.
Goodbye.
Also with us today, he almost couldn't be here because he was in a chase with Old Man Winter, dressed as a Swamp Thing, going through a long corridor with 8 separate doors, all of which seem to be infinitely interconnected. It's Mr. David Riley.
Goodbye, folks.
My name is John Hosier Byrne. Thank you very, very much for listening. Good night. Thank you so much to all of our Patreon subscribers for supporting the show and keeping us going. We really, really appreciate it. These people are top-notch lads and are a legitimate member of the Stoneface Street Team, which exists now. Unless you're listening to this in the first episode, in which case you won't get that reference, but you know, that's all right. Thank you very much to an ensign on the USS Best Friends, Miss Sam Sweeney Saya, who is a very lovely person and who's supporting the podcast, and we really, really appreciate it. Our Knight of the Sainsbury's Car Park, Mr. Lard Flames. He's large and in charge and presumably on fire, and we appreciate him immensely. To the small council of King Robert the Hand, Dawn Smith and Shelley Umla, we appreciate both of you so much and thank you for your continued support. And the stars of the constellation, Aldrin's Mickey, Lizzie, John Oldman Byrne and Marion Knight, thank you very, very much. You truly are the lights that twinkle above us and guide our way towards an old man's penis. Thank you sincerely and see you next time.
You've been listening to the Stoneface Films podcast, hosted by John Hosier Byrne, David Riley and Rob O'Sullivan. The show is produced by Rob O'Sullivan of Sentinel Audio Productions. You can find out more about the show, our companies and upcoming podcasts at stonefacefilms.com and at sentinelaudio.com. Our opening theme is by Lazyitis, and all other music is by the Cooper Church Amendment. You can get involved in future shows by sending questions and messages to the Stoneface Films Twitter, at Stoneface Films. If you could take the time to rate and review the show on iTunes and Stitcher, we'd really appreciate it. We thank you all for your continued support of this podcast, and we'll talk to you next time. This show is part of the Sentinel Audio Podcast Network.